In today's podcast, we talk about the types of judgment that belong to us and that which belongs to God. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, lately, I've had a season of trying to allow myself the freedom to explore more areas of strength and passion as I work to point others to Jesus in some new and divergent ways. It's been really healthy for me, too, as one of the first steps in that journey was to stop judging myself based on the expectations of others, and even examining the direction that I had been headed in, as much of my journey was based on what seemed logical according to my history. I began really looking at where I see God blessing me currently and started leaning into that more and more heavily with my efforts. However, it's not that I needed to turn off all self-judgment, right? But simply that I needed to stop condemning myself for getting things wrong in seasons past. I needed to stop judging my talents based on my insecurities and judging my efforts less than before I even began. Judgment isn't the problem, but it is, right? Jesus tells us not to judge, but then he also tells us to judge wisely. So wait a minute, what are we supposed to do? It is important that we understand some of the different types of judgment that we're dealing with and what God is truly expecting of us as relates to judgment. So there's the judgment that we receive on the last day, Judgment Day, where our lives will be weighed and Jesus will be our substitute. He will be the atonement of our sins, or he won't. On that day, the lives we've led and choices we've made will also be weighed in the balance and will be counted toward us for reward or not. The last judgment, the last day type of judgment, or sifting of the wheat from the tares, guys, that's not our domain. Like, God and his reapers do that work. Then there's the type of judging that God does with the world even before that day. We have seen that throughout the Bible, as consequences are sometimes rather immediate for sin, including but not limited to immediate death. Yeah, we can safely say that we don't judge in that way either. Then there is the type of judgment where we examine things in comparison to us and deem something greater than us or less than. And that's a place also where we should stay away. That's the type of judgment that I dealt with a lot and struggled with. Then there's the type of judgment where we discern right from wrong in our life, our decisions, and the fruit we see in the church and in the world. This is a type of judgment that Jesus definitely calls us into, while also strongly warning us against taking part in some of those others. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul evokes the understanding of judgment and calls the church to self-judgment on a regular basis. But we got to be careful for what that type of judgment is. 1 Corinthians 11, 28 begins this: "Let a person examine himself then, and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world." He lets them know, you guys, that some of the afflictions that they suffer, that we suffer under and have suffered, are related to God's judgment. Now, this isn't judgment that he's decided to hold off until that final day. It's judgment that he's bringing now for the sake of discipline and for the sake of his holiness and to demonstrate his sovereignty. For whatever his purposes are, there's some judgment that he brings right away. Paul teaches them that our ability to consistently self-examine will help prevent the judgment of God from coming and doing that work of showing us the error of our ways. He says, judge yourself so God doesn't have to. But then he even lets them know, but even when God's judgment does come quickly, celebrate it, because at least that is better than the final judgment that is reserved for those outside of the family. Let the swift judgment remind you of the family you are committed to and what it means to be in Christ. In the same way that Paul started this chapter, let us close out this discussion and let us judge the fruit of those worthy of imitation as we seek to see the same fruit born in our lives. Examine yourself today. Look for the fruit of the Spirit. Look for habits of repentance and a history of bold obedience. This is the self-examination that Paul calls them and us to before we enjoy something like the holy ordinance of communion. And we would be wise to partake in that sort of self-examination whenever possible. In this moment right now, let's ask for the Holy Spirit to help us in that judgment right now. Father God, we thank you for your word that reminds us that we need to first and foremost evaluate the log in our eye before we do the work of pointing out the toothpick, the twig in our brother or sister. Lord God, help us right now to examine ourselves. Yes, for the sins that we've committed, for the places where we've gone against your word and have rebelled against you. But let's also examine ourselves for the patterns of greater obedience in you, so that we can see and celebrate the lifestyle of growth that you've brought about, or to see and make correction if we see lifestyles that go in the opposing direction. Father God, help us to examine ourselves so that we can present ourselves to you a worthy sacrifice. So that we can present ourselves to you a worthy sacrifice. Not that we make ourselves worthy, but so that we can see places where we want to actively invite you in to do the work in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. We desire to more and more look like you, Jesus. And we need your Spirit to do it. Help us to judge wisely today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, I want to encourage you today as you go out about your day. Maybe you're watching this on Labor Day. If that's the case, don't just stop working today, right? Do the work of some self-examination. Let the Lord walk with you in that process. And go ahead and share this with somebody. I know there's people that you know right now that could use a little bit of clarification on their role in judging. Because we don't throw away our judgers, our minds, our spirit, but we need to submit it to God and judge rightly in the way that He designed. So go love somebody today. Be blessed and be a blessing. See you back here tomorrow.